One of the essential practices of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the recitation of Al Anisim in our Shmona Esrei and Berachas Hamazon. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Shabbos says that a year following the Nes, the miracle of Chanukah, the victory of the Hashmonaim over the Yavanim, Chazal instituted an 8-day holiday. What was the purpose of this holiday, says the Gemara? Lahalel ulahodos, to say Hallel, which we do, and lahodos, to give hodah. Rashi explains that lahodos means to say Al Anisim, meaning that part of the initial, an integral part of our yontiv of Chanukah is saying Al Anisim in our Shmona Esrei and Berachas Hamazon. Depicting the miracle of Chanukah in great detail, this tefillah serves as an extra expression of thanks to Hashem for all that He did for us during that time. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Pei Beis rules that one who forgets to insert Al Anisim does not have to repeat his benching or his Shmona Esrei. However, the Rama writes that if he remembers towards the end of the benching, he could recite a special Harachaman that says, Harachaman hu yasa lanu nisim v'niflos kimosha asala v'sinu b'yamim heim ezman azeh. And then you continue, b'mei matisiyo ben yochanan kohen gadol, etc. You say Al Anisim. What does this Harachaman mean? It means that may Hashem perform miracles for us like He did for our forefathers in those days. Meaning, it's a request. It's a request from Hashem to perform miracles for us like He did in those days. Which seems extremely, extremely difficult. Because the entire Al Anisim is comprised of the recognition and gratitude for the miracles which Hashem performed. It's giving hodah, it's saying thank you. So we start off with a request from Hashem for more? A mashal. Imagine someone knocking at your door. Right? So you run to the door, you say, who's there? Who's knocking? And the man on the other side of the door says that he has brought you $10 million, you've just won the lottery, and he's the messenger to bring you the money. So you open the door as fast as you can, and you thank him and thank him and thank him. Thank you so much for this money. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Would you even ever dream of saying to the person, thank you, but maybe you could give me one more million? No way, a tremendous chutzpah. No one would ever dream of saying such a thing. You say thank you and finished. No one would ever think of saying, after saying thank you to someone, or even before saying thank you to someone, to go ahead and ask for more. L'chor is a tremendous, tremendous chutzpah. And yet, Al Anisim, which is one of the most important tefillos of Hodah, the whole yontiv of Chanukah was instituted to give Hodah, to say Al Anisim according to Rashi, we start off the Harachaman, we start off this tefillah with a request from Hashem to do more of what He already did for us. What makes things even more difficult is that the Beis Yosef over there in Siman Tav Reish Pei Beis writes that most of the Rishonim, including Rav Amram Gon and the Rambam, had a similar request in the conclusion of the actual text of Al Anisim. Meaning, it wasn't just in this makeup harachaman, if you forget Al Anisim, so then you say this harachaman at the end of benching, which isn't really part of the whole benching anyway, and you make this request. But in the middle of the actual text of Al Anisim, these words were there, a request from Hashem to give us more. In the middle of saying thank you to Hashem, we're requesting for more. Rav Vudraham writes that this is not the only place that we find such a thing. But in other places of Davidim we find this as well. For example, in Modim Derabanan, in the Modim that's recited during Chazaras Hashatz, in the middle of giving Hodah, it's called Modim, we're giving Hodah to Hashem, we make a request, Kein Techayenu Uskayimenu. We ask Hashem to continue keeping us alive and sustaining us. Similarly, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, we add into the Bircha of Hodah at the end of Shmona Esrei the request of Uchsov L'Chaim Tovim L'Kol B'nei V'Yisacha, to be written, we request from Hashem to be written in the good books. In addition to these examples brought by the Vudraham, we find in other places, for example, at the end of Psukei Dezimra on Shabbos morning, in the middle of Nishmas Kol Chai, one of the most beautiful tefillos of Hodat Hashem, after acknowledging and thanking Hashem for all His compassion and kindness towards us, we request, V'al Tizchenu V'atichenu Hashem Elokeinu lenetzach. We ask Hashem not to abandon us for eternity. Also the tefillah of Hallel, which we're about to say now every single day, which Hallel, of course, is purportedly a tefillah of Odah, contains within it the request of Ana Hashem Hoshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, which seems extremely difficult to understand. How could it be that in the middle of these special tefillahs of Hodah, Al Hanisim, Nishmas Kol Chai, Hallel, Modim Derabanan, how could it be in the middle of these tefillahs of Hodah Hashem, of giving thanks to Hashem for all He has done for us, that we go ahead and we make a request for more? The truth is, though, that we already find the source for such an idea in the Torah. In Parashas Vayetzeh, after Leah has her fourth child, she names him Yehuda, because Hapam Odes Hashem, she gives Hodat Hashem, Yehuda from the Lashon of Hodat, to give thanks, she names him Yehuda. Yet, right away, the Torah says a very interesting statement. It says, after she gave Hodat Hashem, Vata'amod Miledes, she temporarily stopped giving birth. While by all other women in the Torah, it simply lists the names of their children. The Torah never tells us she stopped having children. The Torah tells us how many children the woman had. And on our own, we know that, obviously, the fact that the Torah didn't tell us anymore, she didn't have any more. But we hear the Torah goes out of its way to specifically say that she stopped having children. Why does the Torah do this? The Tur HaShalim explains in his Perush on the Chumash, That although Leah did give Hodat Hashem, the Torah explains that she didn't ask for more. She didn't make a request for any more children. She just gave Hodah. And therefore, Vatamod Miledes, she ceased temporarily for having children. Rachel, on the other hand, points out to Ibn Ezra, a few psukim later, when naming her child, she did ask for more. After being unable to have a child for a very long time, Rachel gives birth to a son and says, Asaf Elokim Escher Pasi, that Hashem has gathered and removed my anguish. A tremendous bracha, she didn't have a child for a while, and all of a sudden she has a child. You can't imagine the emotional hodan, gratitude that she must have for Hashem. And following such a statement, one would have expected that maybe Rachel would name her son Asaf. Asaf Elokim Escher Pasi, should have named him Asaf, a beautiful name. Yet the Torah continues and says that she named him Yosef. Why did she name him Yosef? Says the Pasuk, because Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Rachel requested another son. Yosef li, give me more. A Pella. At first glance, amazing. Amazing. She's so thankful to Hashem for finally giving her a child, all the anguish that she had with Leah, and that she didn't have children, Leah did have children, and all of a sudden she has a child, and she names the child Yosef because she wants more. So we see already from the Torah that which we've shown in the davening, throughout the davening, that in the middle of Hodah, we make requests for more. There's already a source in the Torah that such an idea is important. Leah didn't request for more, explained the Torah, but Tamod Mileda, she stopped having children. While Rachel, who perhaps was super duper happy and had so much Hodah to Hashem, specifically named her child Yosef as a request for having more. But the question still remains is why? Isn't it appropriate, like we pointed out from the mashal above with the person with the $10 million, to request for more while saying thanks? None of us would ever do it. So why is it that the Torah teaches us that Chazal in their institution of the tefillahs of Hodah, why is it that we continuously ask for more from Hashem in the middle of saying thanks? So perhaps the answer to this is perhaps we could understand this based on a closer look at what Hodah to Hashem really means. Rav Huttner in his Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah notes that the word Hodah has two meanings. One, of course, is like we've been saying till now, means to thank someone else, Hodah. Yet a second meaning of the word Hodah means to admit and to recognize. For example, in Shmona Esrei, we say, Modim anachnu lach, sh'atahu Hashem, etc. This means, not that we thank you, Hashem, but Modim anachnu lach, we admit and recognize that Hashem is God for eternity. In that same paragraph of Modim, we continue and say, No delecha, ve'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. Which means that we thank Hashem for His miracles that He performs daily for us. Genuine hoda isn't just proper etiquette, saying thank you, but rather it means that one sincerely recognizes, he admits and recognizes that the other person filled his need. We're mushpa, we're influenced from the way people think what hoda means nowadays. Yeah, I said thank you. I say thank you, I'm finished, I don't have to talk to this person anymore, close the door, I'm done. But that's not true. The proper hoda in the Torah means that you say thank you, you express perhaps that you're happy and you're hoda, but it's more than that. It's that internally a person has to recognize and admit and notice that the other person gave him something and fulfilled something which he himself was lacking. One has to recognize, Modim Anachlach, we recognize to you Hashem, that you are Hashem. It's not enough just to say the thank you or to give a present to someone, but internally a person on his own has to recognize that the other person helped him out and gave him something. Okay. If that's the case, now we can understand the special inyan of making a request in the middle of Hodah from Hashem. The Gemara Brachos says, and Daf Dalet, that there's a great reward for connecting the bracha of Gal Yisrael, talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Shmona Esrei. Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting his Rebbe, explains that when one mentions all the tremendous miracles performed by Hashem while taking us out of Mitzrayim, and then immediately he connects and davens to Hashem, he connects Gal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei, he immediately, after the bracha of Gal Yisrael, davens to Hashem for his own salvation, for his own refuah, his own parnasa, his own knowledge. It shows that he really believes and trusts that Hashem was and is the one who provides for us. Only someone who really believes, acknowledges, admits, and recognizes in Hashem makes requests from Him. And this attribute of sincerely trusting in Hashem is deserving of special reward, and that's why there's such great reward by connecting Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. And the same thing is by giving Hodah. On one hand, someone could give hodah, say thank you, and forget about the person that ever gave it to him. But if immediately the person goes ahead and requests for more, that shows that the other person was really the one who filled his need. I really believe in you. I really believe in you. Please help me more. I'm not just saying thank you with a nice smile on my face. It's not just proper etiquette. But I really believe that you did it for me. I couldn't do it on my own. I believe in you. Thank you. And please give me more. A proper hodah means that I recognize that Hashem gave me what He gave me. So it's not enough just to say, Hashem, thank you. You did a great job. Wow, Nisan was fun. Looked nice. Thank you. That's not enough. We have to request more. By doing so, it concretizes and it shows that we really believe that that which we're saying thank you for really came from Hashem. Sometimes, Chas Hashem, someone could be sick and they could say thank you to the doctor. I'm sorry, they could say thank you to Hashem. They could say thank you to Hashem for healing him. But they really believe deep down inside that the doctor gave him good medicine, they love this medicine, great doctor, knows what he's doing, has a good degree. Well, it's true that the doctor was a Shliach Hashem and helped him, but they don't truly recognize that it was from Hashem. But if we continuously ask Hashem for more refuah, more health, more parnasa, more ability to understand the Torah and everything around us, then that shows through our request that we truly recognize and admit that Hashem is the provider. And therefore, throughout our davening, we don't just say Hoda on the beautiful nes of Hanukkah, of the victory of the Hashmonaim over the Yavanim. That's not enough. We have to request for more. We have to request from Hashem to continuously provide us with more nisim, with more miracles. By doing so, by davening hard for those things, it shows that we really believe that it was Hashem who saved us in the times of the Hashmonaim. And it wasn't their strength, or their armor, or their guns, or whatever they had. That's not what it was. It was Hashem. And I'll prove it to you, Hashem, that I believe it. Because I'm requesting for more. I know, Hashem, you're the provider, you're the one who does it, and therefore we're asking for more. Something to think about over Hanukkah, which obviously is a yantav of halav v'hoda, time for hoda. Sometimes we say thank you to Hashem. Do we just say thank you? Or do we really believe deep inside that it's Hashem who has given it to us? And Be'ez Hashem, with that recognition, Hashem will continue giving to all of us, and will be zocha to all receive all that we need, and we should have an enjoyable and meaningful Hanukkah.